I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Some are comparing the destruction of the cyclone that hit Myanmar Saturday to Indonesia's 2004 tsunami. Gospel for Asia's KP Yohanan says their Bible college wasn't spared, though no one was killed. Seeking shelter and food, even hardline Buddhists are coming to what's left of the Christian campus.
I'm certain throughout Burma, as our believers and missionaries go about helping the people and praying for them, this definitely is going to open the door, just like the days of tsunami, for people to understand the love of Christ.
Next, progress is being made on an SIM translation project in Guinea for the Maninka people. Maninka translators checked 4 books. They were enthralled. One even came back later asking for his own copy. The book of Exodus was approved and will soon be released to the public, with Jonah following soon after. The Maninkas are predominantly Muslim but are open to talking about spiritual things. Pray the new translation will build a strong foundation that draws many to Christ. And apathy is the best way to describe the attitudes of many Christians in the United States as it relates to missions. Mission organizations may be responsible. The Mission Society's Dick McLean says mission agencies kind of cherry-pick the local church.
We'd go in with our handout and in one way or another say, if you'll give us your best people and your money, we'll go do the job. You don't really find our mission agency in the concordance of your Bible, but you do find that local church there. And what we realized was that it was their mission primarily, not ours.
That's why the Mission Society is now helping local churches accomplish their call to global outreach. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD, The Eastern Bride. It's a drama that'll awaken you to the fact that Christians face real-life persecution around the world. Get The Eastern Bride DVD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.